Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Pierce and Jane Howard are our guests this half hour. They're old friends of ours and longtime members of our Brain Trust. Pierce is the author of The Owner's Manual for the Brain, which, if I'm not mistaken, is now about to come out in this next edition. And the two of them, Pierce and Jane, are the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. Jane, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Jim. Thank you for having us back.
It's good to have you back. Hi, Pierce.
Greetings.
It's good to have you back.
We're delighted to be here with you.
Pierce, you're pretty excited too, aren't you?
Absolutely. Third edition of the book's coming out in April.
Third edition. I couldn't remember which one it was. I just finished the first draft
of it the day before yesterday.
Congratulations. And folks, that tells you, whenever you have those kinds of editions coming out, that tells you what kind of a book, that it's a really good book. And, of course, as you know, we don't have any chopped liver on this show, only the best for my audience. So congratulations, Pierce, on that one.
Thank you.
Jane, we're conducting a little mini-series on personality. We've talked a lot about personality over the last year or so, but we're doing a little bit of a mini-series here on building and functioning in teams and using personality to make sure that our teams are more effective. Now, what I'd like for you to do is take a minute or so and give us a little bit of a reminder about what we talked about last time and where we're going this time.
Great, Jim. I'd love to. When we got together the last time, we were really focusing more on choosing the right people for our team. How do we go about doing that? How do we balance out the personalities we have on our team so we've got different kinds of people? One important aspect to think about with building teams is personality diversity, so that we've got people that can cover the whole range of products or services or delivery we need to have for our small businesses. Going beyond that, what we want to focus on today is, once you've selected the people that are going to be a part of your team, and once you sort of nail that down, then how do you have the team function going forward? Do you need to do some kind of morale building? Do you need to do interviews with your people if you sense that there's some kind of a problem? Do you need to actually declare an official team building session for your team, where you take them to some sort of off-site, if at all possible, and dig into the personalities more, help them understand that not everyone on the team is just like them,
mm-hmm.
and learn to respect the differences of the people on your team and value what those people bring to work every day?
Well, that's one of the questions that I have today, Pierce, is you know, as if we're building the teams, whether it be the owner or if we've assigned somebody to build the team, you know, everybody has people that they like a lot and people that they like not so much. And so isn't it kind of a natural tendency to build our teams around the people that we think we'd like to be part of, rather than having a diverse group?
Yeah, in fact, that unfortunately tends to be a narcissistic quality in hiring. We tend to look in the mirror. In fact, a quick funny story. An architect once asked my help in hiring three people, and I gave him a thing we have called the job profiler for him to determine what are the qualities, what are the traits you want using five-factor model for these three positions. And there were three completely different positions, like a job estimator and a team facilitator and a sales position, and calling for completely different qualities. And he filled out the job profiler overnight. We got together the next day, and I looked at them, and they were all three the same, and they were all three identical to his own personal profile.
Uh-huh. Well, how do we get ourselves out of that comfort level? That's building a little comfort zone around us with people that we think will agree with us and that we'll agree with, that we'll like to be around. How do we get ourselves out of that? Because First, I'll tell you what. First, tell us why we shouldn't do that.
Well, the basic cause of the problem is we tend to have that blind spot where we think we're pretty good, and if we're an entrepreneur in a small business, we've got pretty much confidence in our abilities, and so why not hire somebody like us?
Mm-hmm.
But each of us has our own strengths and weaknesses, and for every strength we've got, there's a corresponding weakness.
Right.
So, for example, the entrepreneur might have the strength of being outgoing, which is really good for business development and sales, but the corresponding weakness would be whether or not they take the time to shut the door
right.
and do their homework and study the book
and bore into the details.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought, Pierce and Jane. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back. It's 22. We'll be right back with Pierce and Jane Howard after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Oh, the short one is jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and be sure to check out our blog when you get there. I think you'll find it's not like any other blog you've ever seen. And you can let me know if you think that's a good thing or a bad thing. Or you can go directly to Jim's blog at BIZ. Jim's blog, .biz, I should say. Pierce and Jane Howard are our guests. They're the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. And Jane, give us your website, please.
Our website is www.syntax.com. And syntax is spelled C-E-N-T-A-C-S. It stands for Center for Applied Cognitive Studies.
And, Pierce, you guys have a number of things on your website available to anybody who would like to avail themselves of the work and the research that you guys have done that will help us to hire people that make our team a little better rounded and make sure that we've got the square pegs and the square holes, right?
That's right. Our website's a combination of sales, as are many websites, but there's also a lot of information there.
Right. I hope you'll check it out at syntax.com. It's an important site, folks, and a very unique one as well. Okay, we're talking, you know, Jane Pierce was just talking to us about the importance of making sure that we don't become too narcissistic and hire only the people that we're interested in. Pierce, I actually had to stop you as we went to the break. Did you have a thought that you needed to finish there?
Well, you ask, you know, sort of what the cause of the problem was,
mm-hmm.
and it's essentially narcissism. We're confident.
Tell us
in our
what narcissism
is. Entrepreneurs
define narcissism.
Say, well,
if
I'm good, I ought to get a lot of people like me.
Right.
And the way around that, the cure for it is dialogue. It's having at least one other person, if not two or three, sit down and talk through the requirements for the position.
Mm-hmm.
And how would we benefit from having somebody different from me or different from you in this new position? And think through it.
Pierce, you used the word narcissism twice, and a lot of times if we know what the meaning of narcissism is, we don't like the idea and we wouldn't like that to be applied to us. But how do you define narcissism?
Well, basically in this context, it's a love of self. It's looking in the mirror and really loving what you see, which on the positive side, that sort of optimism and self-confidence. On the blind side or the negative side, it's saying everybody should be like me. And in a hiring situation, that's a bad attitude.
And it's not very good, Jane, for team building either, is it? It's really almost a death sentence for effective team building, isn't it?
Absolutely, because if you try to get everybody on the team like you, you're going to have gaps. You're going to have people that are all like you as an entrepreneur or as a person running a business, and you may not have people who can do the day-to-day work. You might have a lot of chiefs, but not enough Indians. And so that can become one of the problems that oftentimes brings down a team. You might find that you're losing good people. You hire somebody similar to you, and then you train them, and within 6 to 8 months, they're leaving your company to go on elsewhere. And part of that might be a symptom of the fact that you've not really thought out that position, and mm-hmm. you've brought the wrong person into it.
Well, how do
but there's an exception to that rule, too, and that is, what if you have a team in which everybody has the same job?
Mm-hmm.
If they're all doing sales or if they're all doing bookkeeping. Now, your small business people, that may not be true. They may have each person wears a different hat. But if they're all wearing the same hat, then you do want a sameness about them.
Mm-hmm. So we're talking about teams, smaller teams within the larger team. And, of course, a lot of small business owners have, a couple of people in accounting, a couple of three people in sales. They got four people in the warehouse. A lot of small businesses are like that. So
sure.
What you're saying is we need to make sure that we segment that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And even, again, I mentioned an exception. There's an exception to the exception. Let's say you have three people in sales, and you say, well, they're all in sales, so let's hire the same kind of person for all three positions. Well, there may be a sales position that has different requirements from
right.
the other two.
Right.
Perhaps they're dealing with a different kind of customer, and they need to be more creative, or maybe they're doing inside sales, and you don't want as high an activity level. You want somebody who's more comfortable being sedentary and using the phone. So even within that same job, you may have to do some different differentiation.
Well, Jane, one of the things that I, when I hear you guys talking about these things, I'm thinking about all the small business owners out there who would rather be boiled in oil than go through any kind of a hiring process. They just can't stand it because, for one thing, it makes them uncomfortable. They're not good at it. They don't have the time to do it. And now you're adding this extra degree of difficulty that we got to think about about their personalities. This is where they really need help, and this is where I recommend to small business owners that they find somebody who knows to outsource this kind of hiring. What do you think?
That is ideally the way to go. You know your business as a small business. You know what makes it tick, what makes it run. But you may not be the expert when it comes to getting the people that work with you to work
mm-hmm.
effectively. And that's where it's so important to look for people outside of your company who can come in temporarily and help
function. Right. Absolutely. Stand by, Jane. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jane and Pierce Howard, the authors of The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friends Pierce and Jane Howard, the authors of The Owner's Manual for the Brain. Also, Pierce's second edition of The Owner's Manual for the Brain, I should say, is out right now. The third edition is coming out, and the book that they've authored together is Personality, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work. The website is syntax.com. Is that right, Jane?
That's right.
C-E-N-T-A-C-S. And, we've talked a lot about what we need to do. And, Jane, we've got a lot of folks out there who are saying, okay, I believe you. I get it. I want to do this. Help me make this happen. How do we do that?
There are a number of ways we can approach the problem, Jim. I mean,
And for those who just tuned in, remind us what the problem is.
We are trying to after we put our team together, then we noticed that people aren't getting along, or there's some conflict that's surfacing in the workplace, or people are stepping on each other's toes in terms of responsibility.
Or they're not working and playing well with others, whatever.
That's the basic bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And we may be so busy running the day-to-day business that we think, well, I just ignore this problem, it'll go away. It won't go away, and you may be in danger of losing some really good people. So before that happens, what you need to do is to get some outside help. Chances are you're not the expert in how to use personality traits, so go find someone who is. Find someone in your community, or you can visit our website. We've got a number of listings of consultants all around the country who can come in and help you diagnose the problem. And they might recommend interviews. They might recommend some sort of team-building activity to help people get to know the personality traits of the other people they work with and learn to respect those. They might recommend that they sit in on some of your meetings and help you learn how to have a better meeting with your team. So there are any a number of options you have in terms of how these people can help build your team so that it can be more effective.
So, Pierce, if somebody is complaining to you that Joe is a problem and they're on the same team, they're on the sales team as the person who's doing the complaining, then that's one issue that you have to deal with that one way. But if the person complaining is on one team and they're complaining about how somebody behaves on another team, that's a whole separate way of dealing with that, isn't there? I mean, you got to deal with that differently, don't you? Because a salesman complaining about an accountant is different from a salesman complaining about another salesman.
Absolutely, and one of the perennial problems is that you've come close to nailing on the head. In every organization I've worked, there tends to be a tension between the promises made by salespeople and the capability of the organization to deliver those promises for the salesperson.
Right.
And one of the things that you've absolutely got to do is to find ways for the people doing sales and the people supporting sales in the form of production. You've got to keep them in dialogue. You've got to have the you don't want to decrease the optimism and the aggressiveness of that salesperson, but it's got to be informed.
And the trick, Jane, it seems to me, is to know when you're in over your head when it comes to dealing with these interpersonal tensions, isn't it? Whether you're the person as a manager who needs to be handling this or whether you need some professional help.
That's true. And sometimes you as the manager are the main source of the problem.
Oh, how could that be?
And sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees, and that's where an outside person
can
come in and give you that broader perspective.
So is this, Pierce, when that narcissism pops its head up again?
Well, yeah, sometimes it's narcissism. Sometimes it's just it's conflict aversiveness. It's just kind of burying your head in the sand and hoping the problem will go away.
Right. Jane, last thoughts, 30 seconds.
Get a professional. This is something that is not your primary area of expertise, so go find someone who can help you, because bottom line, you're going to make more money and save more money if you get your problems ironed out by using someone who can help you figure them out.
Folks, if you would read the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, I really believe that your eyes would be open in a way about managing people and about hiring people that you've never had before. And I really think it'd be one of the best acquisitions of a book that you could make. By Pierce and Jane Howard. Folks, thanks for being here, both of you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Good
Bye-bye.
Job. Bye, Pierce.
Bye-bye.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.